It's easy to say that every legislative session is about money, because in the end, well, it is. But how lawmakers decide how to spend it, well, that defines what we value. With state revenue now projected to be $155 million lower, the stakes are higher over how your tax-paying dollars are spent and what continued or new taxes might be in your future. We asked Tax Foundation of Hawaii President Tom Yamachika for his analysis, and he's with us now in our studio. Good morning.
Morning, Bethann.
Good to see you, and welcome to the 2017 session.
Yeah, same to you.
As we look at some of the conversation, and I know you heard some of the conversation earlier this morning with Chad that came out of yesterday's opening, obviously the GET surcharge and rail is one of the top line issues. What's your view of whether or not we're going to see this move in perpetuity and the fact that the Tax Foundation has been so adamantly against this?
We've seen this this conversation before. As you may recall, Mayor Caldwell came in a couple of years ago saying, yeah, we should have this in perpetuity. And the legislature at that time just gave him 5 years after a very long and contentious session with lots and lots of debate and lots of different and shifting positions throughout the session. That's kind of what they wound up doing, just giving him 5 more years. So the money chairs especially are skeptical. They want to see a shared effort. They want to see the city government and the city council having more skin in the game, as I think one lawmaker put it.
They also want to see real hard numbers, real data, as we just talked about with Chad.
That's absolutely right. The money chairs have been complaining about that before, and frankly, some of the numbers in the previous presentations didn't add up. So they had every right to be skeptical, and with so much money at stake, it's probably their duty to be skeptical at this point.
This also harkens back to conversations from many years ago when there was the bottom line question, well, you might build it, but how are you going to maintain it? That was never really answered.
Yeah, now people are looking at $200 million a year, $100 million just for the maintenance, and another $100 million per year in what we call a sinking fund, because cars and tracks don't last forever. You have to replace things. So that's what the sinking fund would be used for.
At this point, where we're seemingly second verse, same as the first, but louder this time because there's less money, and also a lot of people who have just said, yeah, we want rail finished, and we want it to go all the way to Ala Moana. Is this just going to be something that we're going to have to suck up, that there will be this forever after GET?
Well, it certainly looks that that way, because, if it goes to Ala Moana in year one, somebody's going to want it to go to UH next, or to Waikiki next, or to or further west. So it's going to be something that keeps on going. I mean, other transportation systems, rail systems in the U.S. mainland and elsewhere have had that kind of growing proclivity. So why wouldn't it apply to us as well?
Transportation has been an overarching issue for the Tax Foundation. You just recently wrote a commentary for this week about a fee that we don't really talk about a whole lot, but yet we all manage to pay because we consume goods and most of them are brought in from elsewhere. That's part of your transportation trifecta. Explain that a little bit more fully.
Okay, well, what I was writing about in the article was the harbor fees. The Harbors Division of the Department of Transportation, which is one of their three divisions, has legislative authority to issue regulations to impose fees. And what they've done with it, with that legislative authority, is they're going to be phasing in increases in the harbor fees to upgrade the harbors, Kapalama Terminal included. And they're like double-digit increases for over like 3 years. So it's a very large number, and that doesn't go to the legislature at all. It's given to them by legislative authority, so the legislature can do something about it if they wanted to. But right now the Harbors Division has regulatory authority to kind of jack the fees up, pretty much to do what they want. Now, when I talked about the transportation trifecta, I was thinking about the fees and taxes feeding the highway fund, which include the gas tax, the vehicle weight tax, and the vehicle registration fee. Now that was being pushed very heavily last session. It got killed in the House Transportation Committee, but it's going to be coming back. Yeah, we don't know officially until the bill's introduced, but we have every indication that it's going to be coming back.
With all of what you've just said, the fact that we saw that happen, that was more of a transparent discussion. But what happened with Harbors wasn't so transparent with that. But you're making the point that there are a lot of fees that come out of our pockets that we don't necessarily focus on when we look at the price of something. We're just aware that the price has increased.
That's right. It gets baked into everything.
So at this point, with that also being part of the mix, I want to ask you a little bit more about what's happening with the counties and the TAT, because last year there was a big push, as there always is, to be able to get more of a share of that. This year I would expect we'd see more of that too.
Yeah, as you may recall, last year we had a task force study that came out recommending a certain methodology of dividing the TAT between the state and the counties. In 2013, when the TAT rate was increased, the county was given a fixed number, I think it was $93 million. And then the legislature increased it to $103 million per year for a couple of years while this task force was sorting it out. So we had some part of the conversation last session, last year's legislature just basically kicked the can down the road one more year, so we're going to be
picking up that can
this
time around. But the idea of putting more or making visitors shoulder a little bit more of the burden for this, and even for the there's a part of that conversation of the GT surcharge too, is that going to undercut visitor engagement at all, do you think?
Well, you never know. I mean, you start squeezing things, and there will be effects. You don't really know what they are, but we don't think they're going to be good.
All right. At that ominous point, we're going to say goodbye for today, but we'll be checking in with you as we move through session.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
Thank you for being here. Tax Foundation President Tom Yamachika will be joining us during the session as we move through. You're listening to The Conversation.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you.